All right, thanks, Joe Hagemiller, for being with us. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Oh, my replacements last week were so good that I'm getting replaced, huh?
We're just going to play the boss for your time slot from now on.
Yeah, you're getting pretty demanding now. You're demanding what boss song you want as your intro now. I like that.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd make a little request.
Joe Hagemiller is here from the Michigan Tech men's and women's Nordic skiing teams. Talk about this past weekend down at the Worth.
Oh, it was fun, but, boy, cold. I mean, you go to Minnesota in the middle of February, it gets cold. But, yeah, we had a really fun weekend to be a coach because the athletes were really competing hard and, you know, doing well.
You talked about on Sunday that you guys thought you nailed the wax and really gave your athletes a chance to compete. I guess talk about, you know, how that went.
Yeah, we ended up finding a wax that was really good on the man-made snow. The man-made snow is definitely different than being on the snow that we have around here. The crystals are a lot rounder, and here we have really sharp, fresh snow crystals. So usually the man-made snow is a little bit faster. We found a wax that really ran well on Sunday morning doing our testing. We went through 24 different waxes that we thought would be possibilities and came up with our favorite, and I think it was really running well. And then the skiers on top of the skis were really going well, too. It's good when you have both combinations happening.
Always nice to have both. You had five athletes finish in the top seven of all the college racers that were there. I guess talk about the performances over the weekend.
Yeah, it's so exciting to have, you know, a lot of our athletes up in the top seven because our competitors down there at Northern are so dominant right now that there are definitely days where they can put seven people in the top seven and then it's best of the rest, where this weekend, you know, we were duking it out with them a little bit and giving them a few body blows. I don't know if we softened them up much, but we'll keep trying. But yeah, just really exciting. I mean, on Saturday, Thomas Kendrick had, a new career high for him as far as the result, fourth overall in the college race. And we're really happy for him with that result. And that's awesome that we're starting to come down to the championship season here for a fifth-year senior to have some high notes like that. And he's put himself in a position where he really does something special this weekend. He could potentially qualify for NCAAs. And then Sunday we came back, and Gaspard was feeling quite a bit better and had a good day. Diedrich had one of his best days in a distance event so far this season, so that was awesome. And then Lisa Koenig threw down a really, really fantastic race for herself. And then Andrea Lee continues to perform really quite well and quite consistently steady right up there with the top women. So it's really fun. And then Kyle Hansen has put himself in a really good position to qualify for the NCAA championships as well.
Where are we at with that? Obviously, I think we're going into the final weekend of points with the regional. How are we looking for qualifiers for the NCAAs?
Well, you know, at this time, everything is very apprehensive, or there's a lot of stress right now because the bubble's pretty large. Gaspard and Andrea Lee are off the bubble on the good side. And, like, we have this term in skiing where we talk about the bubble and making the team versus not making the team. So, you know, for some people, they get on the good side of the bubble, and then other people, the bubble burst. Kyle Hansen is very much on the bubble, but on the good side, and if he continues to ski well, he'll be going to the NCAA championships. And then I think Lisa, Diedrich, and Thomas Kendrick are all on the bubble, and potentially Sonia Hedblom is on the bubble. So we'll have to see what can happen there. Each team's limited to three athletes per gender. So we'll have to see if we can get close to that three athletes per gender on both the men's and women's side.
You guys are in action down in Marquette this weekend and familiar territory down there. And I know you're looking forward to getting back at it this weekend.
You bet. And it's kind of a short drive for us, so that's always nice. And yeah, we'll look forward to having some UP snow. Although for some reason, skating down there on that man-made snow at Worth, our team has traditionally really done well down there. So I guess I wouldn't mind going back there and just having two skate races.
They're at the NCAA Central Region Championships down in Northern Michigan, the men's and women's Nordic skiing teams. And so Joe, really quick before we let you go here, this song off of Wrecking Ball, I know is your favorite. Is this number one right now in Joe's boss songs?
It's been number one for about 15 years since he wrote that in 99.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll play it here for a little while. You can sit there and jam to it in your office, okay?
Oh, that sounds good.
Air guitar. Joe Hagemiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and that is going to be Huskies Drive Time.